Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to A Sound Heart Radio. Most programs that I listen to on the radio these days sound strangely archaic and misinformed because today we have miseducation through disinformation. Many of these individuals who do shows on the radio have either been contracted to lead astray or genuinely do not understand that they are trying to continue a tradition of either or dualistic morality going in a culture that has long since abandoned moral dualism. And therefore, they do not understand dark, organic dialectics. In other words, these individuals are not aware, or have never studied dialectical materialism. And so therefore, they cannot cogently put together shows or even have a modicum of awareness as to what is going on in the disinformation industry. So we always go back to the infinite and eternal clarity of the Word of God to make sense not only of what is going on, but also to be sane and to remain sane. In a culture where now people practice unconsciously dialectical behavior while living in a culture that wants to continue to profess classic moral dualism. What is out of the awareness of the so-called public is that long ago the prophets talked about these very days. And the reason why Paul, in his 13 letters within the New Testament, talked about the importance of developing a real spiritual life with God, because Paul knew very well the other side of not developing a spiritual relationship with God on God's terms. Not a spiritual relationship that is palatable to the individual. Excuse me. Again, this is a deception of dark organic dialectics, in that the individual is conditioned to believe that what is right, and that he or she must go along or be a part of the spiritual lobby that makes sense to the sarks or the flesh. The sarks is the foundation of what I am talking about at this moment, the sarks. Or what has been translated as the flesh by Paul in the New Testament, the flesh. In Romans chapter 1, Paul talks about the destructive characteristics of the flesh. Mind you, this is an unflattering portrait. It is divine viewpoint that Paul is elucidating for his auditors or his readers. Both. This is divine viewpoint thinking. We read in the Bible that God is saying today, yesterday, and forever. God does not change. Sin is not merely a concept. Sin is intrinsic reality. Sin is intrinsic to the world. And so we've had individuals who have come along who have sought to eradicate this very fundamental and intrinsic reality that is sin, and tell people that what is needed is adjustive therapy. People do not understand the industry of so-called mental health. People do not understand the sophisticated marketing of reality, well, the marketing of reality to them, to which they are conditioned to respond, or conditioned responses. People are unaware of this. But these people have carved out or engineered, is better, engineered a reality for these individuals who want to follow their own way. Now, the average individual lives only 800,000 hours. Please read Buckminster Fuller. And it's true. The average individual lifespan is 800,000 hours. There are other frightening, unbelievable realities of which the average individual is unaware. And so, in chapter 1 of Romans, Paul writes this in verse 18, "For the wrath of God is revealed out from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who will hold the truth in unrighteousness." This is a very powerful verse because in verse 18, the wrath that Paul writes of here is the term is orge. It means a subtle and abiding state of anger, orge. And he says the wrath of God is revealed out from heaven against or upon all ungodliness, that which is ungodlike, and unrighteousness of men. You see, inherent within this verse is not classic and made dualism, but we see the eternal as opposed to the temporal. The eternal order of God, the uncreated order of God that is radically opposed to the corrupt and temporal order of man. St. Augustine wrote about this very reality. But no one studies, no one reads the surreal theologians anymore, who understood what sin had done to the kingdom of man. No one reads these individuals anymore. They are somehow seen, they have somehow seen as irrelevant, or they're not taught. They're dropped by the wayside. What is happening today is appalling on many levels. And what is very damaging and destructive is that the shaking of the foundation is not coming, but is here present, in the present tense. God is shaking the foundations of himself because of the rejection of his love and holiness, rejection of his love and justice. Individuals today wantonly trample underfoot the blood of the Son of God and refuse to understand. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whosoever believes in him not perish or die, but have eternal life. And so, Jesus is still saving today. He is saving those who come to him, who recognize that he gave his life on the Roman gibbet, not for himself, but for all mankind. And if you want eternal life, you must bow before the truth revealed in the Word of God. You understand that Jesus died for you, on your behalf, for your sins, and that by accepting him, accepting his finished work on the cross, receiving Jesus as my Savior, you will have eternal life. You will be born again by the Spirit of God. And you will not be overthrown by the shaking of the foundations of official reality. Your official reality, your official narrative changes when you come to Christ Jesus as Savior. You are born from above by the Spirit of God. You will be made new. You will be snatched out of the unfortunate current narrative that has overthrown the psyche, the hearts, the well-being of people. One must look closely at what is going on. All roads test everything. Test the Word of God. Come to Christ Jesus and understand what God has given. What God has given to mankind through Christ Jesus. Now, if one would go on to read verses 19, Romans chapter 1 to 32, one would see a very compelling and very unflattering portrait of human behavior. And this is Paul is writing here on forensic anthropology. What happens to individuals when they refuse the grace of God, when they refuse to come to Christ Jesus as their Savior? What happens to the soul? What happens to the heart? What happens to the will? What happens to the conscience? We are accountable to God. And the rest, individuals have been taught that no, they are only accountable to dark, organic dialect. One is only accountable to himself, to one's lust patterns, one's desires. These things ultimately do not satisfy. Deeply, profoundly, that they do not satisfy. A life of satisfaction achieved only through accepting Christ Jesus as one's Savior. Good morning. On this Father's Day, my name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.